broadcast bullies. Famous frills.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The culture coaches.
DJ No Frills.
Yes, yes, it's only official. Yes, yes, it's only official when it's Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. We are the culture. The coaches. I am your coach. You're official, I'm official, we official. And you know what the question is? Not why, but why not? Famous Frills, DJ No Frills.
Let it play. God.
ATL, what's up? Bronx, New York. Chicago, let's go, they know.
I got flavor. Let you know the kids got a paper. Like 40, don't save us. Bankhead, been pulling caper. The way he dropped, would've thought I had a taser. Call the street, like the razor. Y'all didn't know ATL, I'm the mayor.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
All my God.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, they know we are the best. We are the best. All right, let's go. You know I'm a real DJ. Remix, homie, why not? New music too. King the man, this is my joint. Shout out Rock Nation, why not?
Let it play.
Sharisa ATL, I see you on the check-in, let's go.
Take it to the ATM, make them swipe some. Niggas looking like a stadium, it's a life.
Cue the actress, I see you.
I'm shady.
Stay tuned, we got that Who Frauded section later on. We gonna put somebody on blast, I'm mad this week, let's go.
Ain't never tripping on no
DJ No Frills.
I ain't gonna pick me, you know I ain't gonna post them on my page, that's too cringy. For my team, we in the
building. Shout out to my bro, Vowel the Voice, Vowel the Voice in the building.
They know I'm a dog.
Hey, yo, we got the Insta Grammy. We gonna get somebody a Grammy from Instagram. There's a lot going on in the world right now.
I can't pop.
Why not? Let's go, let's go.
Looking like some money in this money. I be doing me, he just be doing what he told. I be in the street so much, he happy that I'm home.
Famous Frills, this my joint.
Yeah,
I ain't going front. I wake up to this joint.
Yeah,
Ken the Man is not even a man. It's a crazy name. We're going to talk about this when we come back on the break. Ken the Man is not a man. Let's go.
Feels I'll touch doors if I want. DJ No Frills. A south life, want a rich life. You the nosebleeds. I'm a four. I'm a girl. Took my on a world tour. Stamp style and I passport. Got them popping in a wall door. And the big bodies, you kidding me? Pay cash for it. I don't rent a lease. Said I want one. Got them sending three. Need it first class if you send for me. If it ain't on that. On the block list, what the hit hits max. I'm done, we over.
DJ No Frills.
Looking like some money in this. I be doing me, he just be doing what he told. I be in the street so much, he happy that I'm home.
Let it play.
Like I ain't that girl, but they know.
They 50-50. I can't go half with you.
Can't do that.
Turn you straight up, baby. I can't waste no time with you. Hey, wife and AP.
Shout out to all the good women around the world. We represent you. We represent for all the great women around the world. 50-50.
Bag, you thinking? I pop tags, cleared out Neiman. Got jet lag, play for Phoenix. Let me smash in the demon. When I blast, catch my.
Stay tuned. We got that Philly support, Philly section. It's all about Philly love. Why not?
So for some. She can ask you for some money. You ain't got enough. Damn right, she gonna go your homie.
And we got that health and hip hop. Health and hip hop. You gotta stay healthy.
Put it piped her up, bought her some.
We are the culture coaches, Vowel the Voice, DJ No Frills.
I was the first, come beat that up. Bend it over, smack her. She touch her toes, I'm in her guts. She ain't trying to drop the ball. That's a fumble if she plucked. Send me video making it clap. Jumping up.
swinging.
Been 50-50, I can't go half with you.
Can't do that.
Turn you straight up, baby, I can't waste no time with you. Hey, wife, AP, huh? I can't waste no time with you.
Right now.
Hey, been 50-50, I can't go half with you. Having racks on racks, when she acts, I won't tell her no. Here. Hitting her from the back, breaking switches, get my cardio. Gumbo thick, I swear no couch. Got buzz, we take a nap.
Shout out West Philly, back. Southwest Philly. Like Sherrod Starks on the check in, what's up?
Get down like the good fellas, we ain't caring who look better. All the type of tell the feds a cold lie, we don't with them truth tellers.
Nicky from South Philly on the check in.
I'ma fly the into some good weather.
Gone.
Rub her down, make her feel better.
What?
Eat up, make her feel special.
What?
Throw it back,
no.
All this you were talking, come show me that.
No.
Good ass finish, she loving that.
Yeah.
If the crew leaves, she coming back.
Right.
In a whip that's low key at night, she ain't no.
And we can't forget about the Boriguas. Badlands, North Philly, the Bronx. We got that hip hop crew creator segment later on because you know my Boriqua brothers is definitely a part of hip hop.
Can't waste no time with you
right now.
50-50, I can't go half with you.
The broadcast bullies, famous Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, yes, we back.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
It's a new week. Yo, I'm excited. Yo, somebody showed me love. Somebody text my phone. I can't say her
hold
name.
Hold on, hold on. Somebody text or sext your phone?
Text my phone. I'm a little
excited. Pause.
Go ahead. Yeah, there's a pause. I'm excited because she is a beautiful woman.
Okay.
But she really just support me.
It's right.
It's good for somebody to tell you they really love you
yeah.
and to keep going. And like, because there's so much hate
support.
In the world right now. It's real support. Hey, Val, how important is true support to you?
Listen, support is one of the most important things, man. You never know the type of influence you're making on people, right? By supporting them. And always remember, you know, people who support you, they'll share your stuff. They'll encourage you. They'll open opportunities for you. Those who want to see you win, help you win. You know that, no frills.
That's a fact. Yo, ever since you said that to me,
yeah.
I start looking at people different.
You got to. No squares in the circle.
Yo, if you see me in the club and I got a side eye, I'm looking like a rabbit or something.
Yeah.
Because you frauding, homie.
You got the biggie? You got the sleepy eye going on people?
No, not the sleepy eye, homie. My eyes. I got 20/20 vision.
Got you,
man. I can see through the wall right here.
Got you. Right? Well, listen, man. We happy to everybody tuning in. We are the culture coaches.
The
culture coaches. Get it right. We on your AM dial. We on your FM dial. We are on iHeart. We everywhere.
Internet.
We on internet. We all over the place, man. Thank you for the support. Thank you for our syndicators who have been showing us love. No frills. I got to say it. You're looking good, man. You're in the gym. You're burning it off, bro. You're looking like Mike Tyson out here.
No, man. I'm looking like Larry Holmes.
No, Larry Holmes.
The young Larry Holmes, though. Shout out to Larry Holmes, man.
The young Larry Holmes.
He's a PA representative.
That's right. And he, you know, he's a very influential developer also. So shout out to him. Shout out to all the people in sports and in entertainment who, once they finish their career, has done something for themselves, has invested their money, right? That's what we do here on the Culture Coaches, right?
Yeah.
We teach you how to invest. We teach you about credit.
Yes.
We teach you about finance. We teach you about the
health.
Music industry, about health. Don't forget, we're going to get to that.
And mental
hip-hop.
Health.
Mental health, too.
Yes.
Last week, we had a good show on mental health, you know? Always remember, people, speak to someone, pray. If you need some mental health, you can even call into the show. We are not doctors. Let's put the disclaimer. Me and No Frills are not doctors, but we can help. We can coach you with some of our culture tips on how to get healthy, right?
Facto.
So we got a big show today. We got a big show. We got
Major.
That health and hip hop.
Yes, health
right?
and hip hop.
Right? We're
going
to be talking about, we got a distinct subject on health and hip hop today. So we're going to get into that health and hip hop. We got that PSP, Philly Support Philly.
Philly Support Philly.
All right. We got the hip hop co-creator segment. There's a lot going on in the world of hip-hop co-creators. You know what I mean? Shout out to them. They're a venture with us, you know, the hip-hop co-creators. Don't forget, we got that PRS Fest coming up in August, August 31st, the PRSFest.com.
Yes.
Log on to get your tickets. We're going to have a special call-in later. Okay, I'm not going to announce it.
No, they got to wait and see.
They got to wait and see. They got to tune in with us. Shout out to everybody on the gram. Shout out to everybody on Facebook who's tuning
Twitter.
In live with us. Twitter.
Yo, I got, listen.
Talk
you might
it.
Laugh at me. I got people tuning in on MySpace.
Mm-mm.
Now, you can laugh all you want, but there's
laughing.
People that's still on MySpace.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
You know, I wanted to buy MySpace after it was gone, but they wouldn't sell it to me.
My MySpace is so lit, man. It take you back in time.
Listen, I'm going to give you a jewel.
What's
guess
that?
Where I met my man No Frills at? On MySpace in 2006.
Fact.
I saw him. So here's a true story. I saw him in an event in Brooklyn. I went to his MySpace, I saw everything he was doing, and I said, I need this brother to partner up with me. Let's do something. That's what created the Philly Takeover back in the days with RS Radio. We had some great times. Google us, YouTube us. We got a lot of video.
Yes.
But we're going to get to some of these amazing segments. We're going to have these call-ins, Philly Support Philly,
Philly
Health
Support
and Hip Hop. And also, who frauded this week? We're going to talk about who frauded. There's a lot of frauds out there, right?
Yes.
And what's the worst type of fraud?
Self-fraud.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you this, homie.
Tell me.
Yo, Little Jamar from North Philly. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for apologizing to us for being disrespectful and disrespecting the OGs. But when we come back, right? When we come back, I got an announcement to make.
Okay.
I got a very big announcement to make.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
I'm not letting you off the
culture. We are the culture. We are the culture coaches. Let's go.
Let it play. God.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Hey, hey, hey. 5 a.m. in the parking lot. Old black trucks taking parking spots. She reached in my bed to see I'm s***ing not. I'm hard as a Scott LaRock. I gave a good the type of heart to stop. Gonna make an artist drop. At the crib going ham, rolling green, count bacon, Sam, Miami. And I'm milling through the crowd, fan by fan. Remember how we.
Hey, yo, this is my joint. DJ Mustard, Left Coast, West Coast. Shout out to Watts, Compton.
Some immigrants, all these.
And swap me.
Yo,
chill with all that gang stuff, man. I'm from Philly, man. I'm gonna go over there. I wanna wear my Philly hat, man. In peace, man. We pushing positively. Peace. It's the culture, culture. Let's go. Vi, what's up?
Black trucks taking parking spots. She reached in my bed to see I'm s***ing not. I'm hard as a Scott LaRock. I gave a good the type of hard to stop. The gonna make a hard. Kiss you got a G5 body. Teaching how to ride that stick like a Rari. Tina walk around with a back like a Hummer. Dropped out of school to get the bag and go dumber. Was in med school, now the meds make a number. Outside, boldy beautiful for the summer. She don't wait a but wait a minute for the summer. Sitting in the 7 going on my 10th summer. Always
DJ
tell my
no,
fans
DJ
I was
no,
doing these
DJ
numbers.
No,
no more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more.
Los Angeles.
Please.
Shake that body, party, that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party, that body.
Please.
Hey, baby, you forgot your Ray-Bans. And my sheets still orange from your spray tan.
It was more than soft porn for the K-Man. She remember my sprinters and I was in the great van. Well, cutie, I like your bougie booty. Come here, come by do me. Well, let's make a movie. Hell, you know my repertoire is like a wrestler. Show you the rope, collect the dots. Mama used to cook red beans and rice. Now it's Denny's forming the morning. Spoil your appetite. Liquor pouring and swarming your section with erection. Smoking every direction. Middle finger pedestrians. R&B singers and lesbians. Rappers and managers. Music and not full cameras. This unanimous for you. It's damaging for you, I think. That should only be holding exclusive rights to me. I mean, he flew you in this month. No first class. Even when out his way so you can check in the extra bag. Now you wanna divide the yam like he'd equate the math. That don't add up. You're making the matters. She say she came out here to find an A-list rapper. I said, baby, spin around and say the alphabet backwards. You're dealing with malpractice. Don't kill a good confidence. Just cause he a nerd and you don't know what a condom is. They still good, though. They still good, though. Make me say, Lamio, they ain't gay, yo. Make a say big words and act lyrical. Make me get spiritual. Make me believe in miracles. Buddha's monks and Captain Crunch cereal. Lord have mercy. Thou not hurt me. Five buddies all hurdled up on a third day. Bottle service, head service. I came in first place. The opportunity, the proper type of breast and booty cheek, the pop community. I mean, this bitch come with union feet, and I won't do with these. Moving units through consumer streets, then my shoe release. She was kicking in gratuity, and yeah, gee, I was all for it. She said, Kay Lamar, you kinda dumb to be a poet. I'ma put you on game for the lames that don't know they're a rookie. Instagram is the best way to promote
the broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, 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 we are back. It's the culture coaches,
yes,
famous Frills. DJ No Frills. Look, before we went to the break, I had a special announcement to make. right? Yo, I'm in love with some LA chick.
Are you really?
Yes.
Where'd you meet her? Did you meet her online?
No, I seen her
you gotta
online.
You got to be careful with these online. You know, a lot of times they yes. don't. They're not really. Listen, these women online right now, they got so many filters that if they get lost, we'll never find them.
Yo, you
so
might,
be careful.
Yo, hold on. You might be right. Because
I'm absolutely
up,
right.
All her pictures, right?
That's right. She's just showing her face.
Yeah, and it's like weird angles. Is mm-hmm. So you think she's a, what they call it, a catfish?
Yeah, it's a catfish. I think you know what you got to do right away? You got to say, listen, let's jump on a live. I want to see you face to face. And that's how you know. Nowadays, we got to get confirmation.
Yes.
Without hesitation. We got to get confirmation right away. Get straight to the business. Get straight to the bag. But listen,
yes.
With that being said, right, let's get into this Philly Support Philly segment. I know you know everything that's going on in Philadelphia. Talk to me.
What's going on in Philly right now?
Yes.
Yo, right now, the weather, we got great weather, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of events I'm seeing.
Yeah, we got a lot of events. We got the best cheesesteaks. I always got to say that.
You know, I saw something today that said, if a person was a stranger to Philadelphia, right, describe the Philly cheesesteak to them. I'm going to leave that to you.
The Philly cheesesteak.
Describe it.
The joint, it has to be unhealthy. Very greasy.
That's going to get us into health and hip-hop later.
Pause.
It has
diddy.
To be very greasy.
Yes, very
greasy. A lot
greasy.
Of onions.
Definitely got to have the onions. You got to have American cheese.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Now,
describe it in one word. Describe the Philly cheesesteak. I just saw you. I'm going to the cheesesteak factory. Hey, man, what can you describe the Philly cheesesteak in one word?
It's sex.
Listen, I ain't mad at you. I am not mad at you.
It's sex. Like, when you finish eating a real Philly cheesesteak,
yeah.
like, if you had a good sex session,
yeah.
you're going to fall asleep.
Okay.
It's sex.
So I got one question. Even though they're not cutting the check, you know, we the coaches, so we got to coach our listeners. If you had to refer one cheesesteak place out here in Philly, where would it be?
Okay.
Next time they got to cut a check, but we do got to coach our people.
Oh, man, right now.
Which is
right,
the best place
right
that
now,
you will refer.
Right
I'm
now.
An out-of-towner. No frills. Who got the best cheesesteaks?
It's real technical, but I'm going to say right now, I'm going to say Old Brother for me.
Old Brother?
Yeah, and the reason why.
Okay.
They got a little spin on the cheesesteak, ain't traditional. I get the mushroom joint with
nice.
The black truffle oil. Shout out to everybody in the world that know about black truffle oil.
Okay. I don't know about it, but you're going to take
truffle,
me there. Maybe we'll go after the show.
You got to get the shroom. You got to get the shroom steak
okay.
with the shroom mayonnaise. And I'm not talking about, hold on. Make this disclaimer.
Well, you know I'm not talking
about those type of shrooms.
I'm not going to debate you on it.
I ain't talking about them Denver shrooms that's going to have you on Mars somewhere. Like, you're going to be in Pluto somewhere. No, like, real mushrooms, I like that. And they have a French onion cheesesteak. And
wow.
the bread is incredible. So I don't get paid.
What's the name of them?
It's called Old Brother.
Oh, we got to reach out to them. They got to cut the check.
Shout out to Old Brother.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to get into one or two real quick Philly news. I want to get your opinion on it.
Yes.
I'll keep it short, all right? So Philly schools are starting to offer year-round schooling, all right? 20 Philadelphia schools will be a part of a pilot program starting this fall that will offer year-round schooling opportunities, including free before and after care to keep young people off the street. What is your view on that? You think it's a good thing? You think it's a bad thing? You think that people will opt in? Remember, it's a pilot program.
I think anything is good. That's free, 99, number one. If it's free... And just keep the kids occupied, I think is a great thing.
Keep them off the streets?
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of time kids have too much time on their hands. Like, you know what I mean? And, you know, the era I came up in, the golden era, I came up in the golden era.
Yeah.
We had imagination.
Okay.
So, you know, they might see something on YouTube and they out here wilding.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you think it's a good thing? I think it's a good thing. I don't know how many people will opt in. You know, listen, here's my view, right? My view is this. If the kid did great all year, don't let them enjoy the summer. If they did good all year. Now, if they got to catch up, then they got to catch up. But at the end of the day, I think there's more to it. It always has to do with financial and self-funding and things like that. If your kid did good all year, let him enjoy it. If he needs to catch up, stop trying to force people. You know what I don't like? Stop trying to force people to do things. Stop trying. Sometimes I think the school system, everybody's always trying to force people to do things. But
hey, Val,
that's my point of view.
Yo, I agree with you, right? I'm going to be honest with you. Like when it comes to the school system, I think they got it all backwards. I think they need to sit down with you and find out what you like and develop you in that area.
Yeah.
Because when I was in school, like,
I really like science. I really like certain like subjects. So school will make you feel like you're dumb and you really are intelligent. It's just that you're not interested in that. Or you might be a hyperactive kid. They're trying to put you on some type of medication.
That's right.
When for real, they just need to put them on a football field.
Put them on, and people learn different. Always remember that people learn different.
Yes.
What I'm going to say about school, one thing that I will say, you know, school teaches you how to do everything alone when in reality, everything is about a team. So they should teach people how to work more together in a team. And I think that a lot of schools, they train you how to be an employee. There needs to be more programs to train people how to be entrepreneurs, especially with AI taking over, right? AI's taking over. There might not be a lot of jobs. So you're getting these people ready for success. That's a whole other thing. We got to talk about college one day. But listen, man, that's enough on the Philly Support Philly. Unless you got any final words.
I just want to say, yo, shout out to the whole Philadelphia right now, man. They make it. There's a lot of incredible music. Freeway got a new record with Jadakiss. That's crazy. You got
keep it ringing, right? The phone's ringing.
You got Shiraz Starks doing his thing.
Shout out shout out to all the artists. With that being said, do remember that today, from 6 to 9 p.m. is the first Philly Art Battle. Shout out to Kim Lucas. Shout out to everybody. It's at We at Spin in Philadelphia. There's 12 artists. They're going to be competing. And it's part, you know, it's very cultural. It's part of what we do. We are the culture coaches. So you are out. You are listening to us on your dial. You want somewhere to go. You want to support. Like we were talking about support. You want to support the local artists, some incredible artists. Check out We Are at Spin. Go hit them up. The first art battle in Philadelphia. Let's go.
Yes. Philly Support Philly. That means you got to buy, you got to pay. Let's go. We are the culture.
DJ No Frills. Got on denim tears like crying for none. These rappers suck. I get on every track. They be like, what the fuck? It's never tough. He caught him at the light. I swear that nigga love his head and stuff. This head is mushy like a Jacob's buff. He's doing things, huh? Hold on, he a stain, huh? I got brand new rings, huh? To get off my stage, huh? Like I'm the champ, so like I damn, I can't be phased, huh? Real rich, to the double R to match my date, huh? I got all this cake, huh? Your jewelry way too fake, huh? I got all this work, I'll check it off just off this plate, huh? My new doing right, he steady traffic, make it raise, huh? Can't get caught, he with his skeeter out of his face, huh? Okay, like I don't talk to him, cause they do not understand me. Don't gotta rush my pieces when I'm home, she out her pennies. Can't wait till I get signed, and I can't wait to get that Grammy. I did the BET, so we gon' ball out in Miami. My grandma, she ain't trusted, so she had to call that nanny. My daddy was a hustler, so I had to up that ante. They some suckers, steam, I hope y'all understand me. He got me on the upbeat, he gon' rob me for his candy.
DJ No Frills. DJ No Frills.
I got the keep and like I ain't putting you know, too rumpy is bad. I hit his and I see why he mad. Why didn't the tie right me in cash? I'm big dog and I know. I hit it from the back. Which one of y'all want your truck? Do we have a problem? What's up? It don't really matter which one. You and you. Could you that's just something that bad. Lil' Romeo, you know, rap stack. Pretty little thing with the neck tat. Act so fat, you know, the waist snatch. If you need anything, where she cash at? Shopping sprees, go brat at. Kissing and telling them past that. Can't I hit it from the bed, 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 bed,
bed, bed, bed, bed, bed, bed, bed,
young and turned up, better white. Girl, that ain't turned up like you posed to fool. Now I'm gonna treat you right. I might buy you ice, mama. Hope that tight, mama. This love at first sight, mama. You the type I like, mama. If you dark skin and petite, shit, not my kind. We out here passing to the game. When you treating this like wife, now you see one smoke by the. I told him kill somebody. She keep asking me how I know. Thank you, nobody. Me right, all right. Stab the knife, all right. Baby, you my kryptonite. I won't give you the knife. Cause I'm all in, baby, I'm all in. Yeah, I hit stuck in. I'm giving you a good.
Give me a good.
In my hand, all right. Got chicken, all right. I know his twin died, all right. I know he missed his man. I've been counting blues all day, making hands cramp. I just gave my 10-piece. I am not one of them. Yeah.
I know you the coldest.
You know you the coldest. You know you the coldest, babe. You know you the coldest. You know you the coldest. You know you the coldest. You put that on, babe. I like when that on you. You know you the coldest. You know you the coldest. You know you the coldest, babe. You know you the coldest. I know you like Chanel, babe. Let me put Chanel on. I know you like rose gold, babe. Let me put rose gold on. You know I'm not them. When I pull up, I'm coming trim. All right. 500 slips look like a thigh pad on my hip. All right. Yo, old the strip, babe. Let me take you on a trip, alright? Yeah. All my pretty rich and thick, don't think your thick my
what's
thick.
What's in the neck? All them haters wanna check. Tight, don't slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Put them D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Put them D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boys selling it, all them haters wanna check. Tight, don't slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Put them D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boys selling it, all them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac. Took it to the top, top, got the damn top drop. Two color flip flop in the red lollipop.
So I was in the parking lot.
But still got my cock, new money, mother. Don't you see the big dot? Don't you see the big chain? Don't you see the big grill? Wonder who they hating on lately, baby, this is him. Candy pint, gator skin seats, call me Dundee. Hope in your hood, I'm the one that you wanna be. Haters wish they could, feel the wood in my 83. Ride with no tits on the motherfucker, know it's me. Rich boy selling that, all them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy selling it, all them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Lady, play.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Cash Bullies, famous frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, 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 we back. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, and Val the Voice. We are the culture.
We are the culture, coaches. It's your boy, Viral Val, Val the Voice. And don't forget, we are the broadcast bullies taking over your airways, FM, AM, iHeart, internet. We're all over, man.
But hold on. International, yeah. Too.
International.
Shout out.
Shout out to everybody on the check-in right now in France. The screen is jumping
Tokyo,
on France.
Japan.
The screen is jumping
Stuttgart,
on Tokyo. We
Germany.
Appreciate everybody. And you know what?
Bangladesh, too. Hold on. Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
They got a lot going on. You got to be careful in Bangladesh.
The UK. And yes. You know what? You know why I want to give a special shout out to all my UK people who wanted to check in? Because UK respects real hip-hop.
Facts.
UK respects the origins of hip-hop.
Facts.
And guess what? We're going to get a call in a minute from somebody who is a legendary figure in the culture.
I think you're using the wrong word. I think it's pioneer.
Pioneer.
Icon.
You know, listen. When this gentleman calls in, right, this is the hip-hop co-creators segment. Shout out to my people who run the hip-hop co-creators page. They're partnered up with us to bring us these amazing segments, right? So, you know, hip-hop has been originated since the 70s. We've had a lot of people in the game who have called themselves legends, icons, pioneers. I think nowadays, Phil, do you think people throw those words around too loosely? I believe they
yes,
do.
Yes, and I'm going to say something. People sometimes like, yo, Frills, you a legend. I'm flattered by it, but I don't like it because I'm like, no, I'm not done yet, so don't
There's
call me a legend.
Do.
But the problem is, young kids, they want to call everybody a legend. Everybody can't get a trophy.
And the thing is that they think they're a legend, and they just started. You know what I don't understand? Like certain podcasts and stuff like that, right? They're interviewing people who got a year in the game, and they're giving them the flowers. What have you really accomplished,
No,
homie?
The craziest thing is the artist that hit me up like, yo, Frills, I need you to host. By the way, I host mixtapes.
Okay.
But look, somebody hit me up like, yo, I need you to host my best of. I'm like, how you got a best of and nobody knows your music, homie?
Stop putting out albums. Put out a single. Stop putting out albums when you ain't got no followers, when you ain't got no listeners, when you ain't got no supporters. But with that being said, right, the gentleman who's going to call in, he's definitely a pioneer.
Don't tell him yet.
No, I'm not going to tell him yet. You got to wait for the call. But he's a pioneer
in
the game.
He's
an icon in the game.
Hold on. You sure this ain't Bob Barker from The Price is Right?
No, this ain't Bob Barker. But you know what?
Pat Sajak.
But check this out. If you want to book him, you better make sure that your price is right. Let them know that the culture coaches said. And if you want to book the culture coaches to host an event.
Yes.
If you want to book Famous Frills to host your event to DJ.
We do all types of events. We just don't do X-rated joints.
I'm
going to
keep it simple. It's called.
No Diddy Parties.
Cut the Check Productions.
CTC.
CTC.
Cut
you know
the check.
We may give you free promo the first time around. Don't get used to it. Cut the Check Productions.
Hey, coach.
Yes.
Hey, coach, right? Pause for idiots. Pause for idiots. Pause for idiots. Pause. Yo, let's give out some tips.
Go ahead.
Pause. Listen. What do you think an up-and-coming artist should do first. Because the artist, I was on the phone with an artist the other day. He talking about, yo, I need a manager, right? You don't even have nothing to manage.
Yeah, you don't have nothing. The first thing they need to do is like you said, start to manage themselves. Start to build a following and stop worrying about putting out a whole album when you got no. I see people, oh, this is my third album. I got this feature. First of all, when I go on their page, you got 300 followers. Nobody's checking for you, homie. Like you always say, nobody's checking for you, little homie. Little get homie. It together. You understand what I'm saying?
Pull yourself together.
Pull yourself together. Stop acting brand new before I wrap you up like a Christmas present and put you under the tree.
Affirmative.
But listen, there's a lot going on. Do remember that we are social media sponsors. We are going to be attending the PRS Fest in August. Shout out to all the homies who are getting down. Shout out to Crazy Legs. Listen.
Oh, I think we got a special caller.
We got a call in?
I think so.
Plug him in. Send him into the studio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hello. This is the Culture Coaches. Hey, Valentine on the line. Who do we got on the line?
What? Crazy Legs, Rock Steady Crew, Boogie Down BX.
Crazy Legs, what's good, man? Thank you so much for... wait a minute. Let me introduce you the right way. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people in this game who call themselves icons, who call themselves legends, who call themselves pioneers.
Yes.
Today, in our hip-hop climate, they throw that around too loosely. But I'm going to go out and say that this gentleman right here who's on the call-in, he's a pioneer. He's a legend. He's an icon in the culture of hip-hop. He has helped he has helped transcend the culture of hip-hop internationally. Let's remember, it was domestic. And this gentleman right here, my man Crazy Legs, has helped us take this culture internationally. We even got Breaking that's going to be featuring in the Olympics this year if everything goes through. So, Crazy Legs, I want to thank you for calling into the show. This is the Culture Coaches. I am Val the Voice. I'm sitting here with my brother, my partner, my ace, Famous Frill. Say what's up to Crazy Legs.
Hey, yo, Crazy Legs, salute to you, man. You know, I'm from Philadelphia,
thank
but
you, bro.
Shout out to the Bronx, man. And shout out to B Street, man. Yo, that movie changed my life,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Like, much respect to you. Much respect. But I'm going to let Val talk because Val got some dope questions for you, and I got some questions too.
You know, I jumped on.
Some shout outs?
Yes. Of course you could do some shout-outs. This is your show, Crazy Legs. This is your show. Go ahead.
A Rich Medina shout-out.
Shout him out.
Keem Richards, Cash Money.
Yes.
Jazzy Jeff. And just shout-out to those brothers, you know?
Philly legends.
Yeah, Philly
icons,
legends.
Pioneers, just like
yourself.
That's
right. That's right. Well, you know, listen, man. Iron sharpens iron. You know you're not going to have a legend hanging out with a scrub, right? We don't do the TLC. We don't do no scrubs around here. Legends only, call it. But listen, thanks. I just want to pick up on what my man No Frill said. And I want to reiterate this to you because we had this discussion the other day, a quick live we were talking. And listen, as a young man growing up, you know, you got some years on me, right? But as a young man growing up, it was everything to see a Boricua on the big screen in hip hop. Like we were young kids, we were trying to break, and then I saw B Street and I was like, real talk, I was amazed. I was like, yo, I remember telling my brother, yo, he's Puerto Rican. Yo, you see how nice he is? Like so a lot of times people do things and they don't realize, Mr. Sheik, I told them the same thing. They don't realize how much of an influence they have. They think that they're just doing things, but they don't understand that they're shaping the culture. I want to ask you a question.
Absolutely.
Did you ever think that hip hop would breaking would ever reach the heights that it reached when you were just a young teenager in the Bronx spinning on your block with your crew?
Not at all. We were just trying to get neighborhood props and go from neighborhood to neighborhood, find other people to battle, go to jams, you know, practice graffiti, practice breaking. If you wanted to be an MC, you tried to be an MC or a DJ. We were trying everything back in the 70s. And just to figure out what our lane was. And we were doing it innocently as children. And I think a lot of people need to take that into consideration when we're talking about intent behind anyone back in the 70s and how hip-hop came about. It came about by young people.
That's right.
And that's very important. And those young people that did it were doing it for the sake of being competitive, being, you know, also, you know, show off your skills, meet girls, stuff like that, things you do when you're a young kid, and then it evolved into something that enabled us to get a little bag here and there.
That's right.
And I think for a lot of people, they realize way later in the game the impact that we were having. I would tell you right now, I didn't realize any kind of impact outside of ghetto status until I was in Hawaii in 1983. I'm sitting down at the beach in Honolulu, and this white guy in like a blue shirt, cream colored pants, real yuppie looking dude. Like it looked like he came out on Dress Down Fridays out of Wall Street. And he's sitting next to me, and he turns to me, and I'm like, look, I'm 6,000 miles away from home. He goes, hey, weren't you on the David Letterman show?
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I was. But at that point, that was the moment I realized, like, wow, like,
you're transcending. You realize that you were transcending.
Yeah, I was only 17.
Wow. Okay, listen, I'm going to pass it over to my man Famous Frills. Got some questions for you. We're going to do one or two questions.
Yep.
And then I want to talk about this PRS Fest that's coming
yes.
up. The biggest thing this summer. Everybody got to make sure to log on and get their tickets. We are going to be up
yes.
there. We're going to be promoting it heavy. Frills, talk to the man.
Crazy Legs. What's up? Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Philly representative. But I'm hip-hop representative, man. Like, once again, rewinding back.
Right.
Like, the first time I seen you was, like, I was a young boy, and I seen you on Beach Street. Now, let's rewind back, like, to Beach. No, let's rewind before Beach Street. Who
yeah.
inspired you to be a breakdancer, right? It's a two-part question. And what inspired your style? Because one thing I like about back in the day, everybody really had their own style. You had your signature moves,
that's
too.
Right.
So break it down for the people.
Yeah, no biters. There was no biters
back
then. Well,
here's
the thing. It's the same answer for both questions, B-Boy Spy and B-Boy Spy.
Mm.
B-Boy Spy was my hero growing up. He was a very dark-skinned brother, a Puerto Rican cat, and a lot of us who in the neighborhood around Cortona Avenue and 183rd, we were all admiring his style, and there were other people that we admired, like a dude named Mongo Rock, Jimmy D, Jimmy Lee, Willie Will. And there were just a bunch of different crews that would all be battling each other. And I would say my style was, you know, primarily inspired by Spy, but I got gems from Jimmy D and Jimmy Lee, Mongo Rock, Trace 2. These are just B-boys from the area. And I felt, to be honest, biting was very important back then because there was no vocabulary. There was no vocabulary
okay.
in the dance.
Mm.
Just as much as there wasn't much of a vocabulary when it came to rhyming. You saw, like, other crews performing even rap, you know, rapping in, like, the park or what, or jams, and you'd see them doing, like, variations of the Cold Crush Brothers rhymes or Furious Five because people were just like, okay, well, I'm going to take this and now let me flip it and see how I can make it mine. And that's where you showed your individuality. And the thing is that as you
right.
put your thumbprint on it, it caused an evolution. So, you know, you wanted people to be able to associate a move that already existed with you because of how you put your twist on it.
Mm.
Wow. Great history. One more question, man, because, man, we go platinum talking on here. So, once again, this Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, and I am a DJ. And you know that the DJ and the breaker are one. When the
That's
DJ
right.
is playing the right breaks, the breaker goes crazy with that. You know what I'm saying? So, what's your favorite break beat of all time?
I would say Mambo Number 5 by Perez
okay.
Prado, and then you have one of the other songs is I Can Understand It by New Birth.
Mm.
Which
wow,
is more
okay.
for like top rocking. Yeah, more like a up rock top rock song.
Quick question, did you ever try to DJ or just was the dancing your passion and that was it? Did you ever try to leverage into MCing or DJing, any of those?
I do DJ.
Oh, okay.
I did try to MC, but part of knowing what you do well is also knowing what you don't do well, and I'm definitely not the MC.
I got you.
So I played my position and supported the MCs.
Okay. So listen, with that being said, we want to get into this big festival, the PRSFest.com
yep.
that's coming up August 31st, Paterson, New Jersey. I see you got an amazing lineup. Tell us about what inspire you to bring this PRS Fest to life and tell us a little bit about who's going to be performing and let the people know about what's going on August 31st in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yes, I decided to do this event because I was tired of doing the Rocksteady anniversary. I lost steam and interest in doing that, in the Northeast side, you know, New York, New Jersey.
Okay.
And I needed something new. So I felt like if I can do the same thing I do in New York and Puerto Rico and also make a party with a purpose where we're doing give back when it comes to the arts, education, and farming, you know, I could also and also I could help out the economy locally in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Why not do that and support my people? And so I did that for 9 years. last year was the 10th year, which we did in New York, and we made it more about the preservation and documentation of hip stories by Latino pioneers and legends.
So this is your 10th year doing this?
This is my 11th year.
That's amazing. I might have been a little out of the loop because I know you did it last year. I thought this was the third year, maybe because I wasn't in tune with what was going on in PR. Man, that's amazing for you to keep that going so long. Salute to you.
Yeah, the last concert we did in Puerto Rico, we had Black Eyed Peas, Big Daddy Kane, Arcángel. So it was mixed with it was really a mixed, diverse audience. It was great. This year's inspiration is really spawned by the disappointment of last year's celebration for the hip-hop anniversary. And I was like, all right, well, you know, there was no real true large platform, authentic, to the essence hip-hop show.
Gotcha.
So my thing was like, how can I get some of the legends and pioneers and people even, you know, from the 90s who were like the true lyricists and bring it over here? So I was approached by Baye Wilson from Hinchcliffe Stadium in Paterson, New Jersey. And Hinchcliffe Stadium, with that being newly renovated, and it's also the first and last remaining Negro League stadium that they renovated, they said, hey, we want you to come in and do your thing here. So I was like, bet. So we're developing a long-term contract with them. So we'll be doing PRS Fest there for the next several years.
Well, we'll be a part of it, promoting you, helping you promote it to all our listening audience. Let me. Can you just tell our listening audience some of the guests, you don't got to give it all away because they got to pay for the ticket. But can you tell some of them who's the lineup? What do you got going on that day? Let's promote it. Let's tell the people what's going on.
So I'm gonna. As far as the headliners are concerned, we're gonna announce them next week.
Okay.
But It's a duo, and I'll leave it at that.
Nice.
Now, other than that, we got Furious Five, Soul Sonic Force, Jungle Brothers, Craig G, Lords of the Underground, Thurston Howell III, Lost Boys, Cold Crush Brothers, Rozelle, Supernatural, Sugar Hill Gang, Soul Sonic Force, Beast Joy's hosting, Russell Peters is hosting, Sha-Rock of the legend, Sha-Rock.
Wow, that's the legendary.
Sha-Rock, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Shout out to my man, iDestroy, man. That's a good brother. We've been going back and forth. That's amazing. And just let the people know, this is an all-day thing, right?
Hold on. Let's not leave out the DJs.
Go ahead. Shoot. That's right.
Starting from scratch from Toronto, Breakbeat Lou, Ted Smooth, DJ Talim, Scheme Riches from Philly, G-Bullet Pro, Ray Double R. And then, you know, we're going to have a B-Boy performance. We're going to have a live graffiti exhibition done by ladies. And I forgot to mention Moni Love.
Shout out to Moni Love. Okay, that's amazing.
The cool thing is we're also going to be in partnership with the National Hip Hop Museum. We're going to be inducting quite a few people, especially some Jersey legends in hip hop, into the National Hip Hop Museum.
And you're going to be doing it. All of that's going to happen that day, August 31st, Paterson, New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay.
And here's the crazy thing. We are also going to have on site for people to experience Pooh Hirst original sound system.
That's amazing.
What? Oh, man.
That's
going to be crazy.
We will be there. Well, you know what? I got to do a quick plug. Maybe next year we can get my man DJ No Frills, the Philly representative, to spin a set. But we'll talk about it.
I don't see why that would be a problem.
Listen, we will definitely be in the building. And I want to make an announcement to everybody listening. Listen, I know there's a lot of people in the industry. Support the show. Pay the ticket.
Yes.
Okay, this is one of the biggest things. I'm a promoter. I'm an events promoter. One of the things that turned me off is that everybody wants to get in free. Man, there's overhead. Support the event.
Yes.
Support the event. Cut the check. Support the event, because if you don't support the event can't go on. The brother got to pay for the lights. The brother got to pay for the acts.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, for a festival, what we did was we looked at Coachella and South by Southwest, and fine, they have a bigger budget. They got more going on. But we wanted to make sure that this was accessible. It's Labor Day weekend, right. August 31st. And upon checkout, when you purchase your tickets, there is a 2% surcharge. That 100% of that surcharge will be going towards hip-hop education and farming. Ooh,
that's amazing.
So, you know, farming in Puerto Rico and hip-hop education in the States. So we're also going to be making a donation to Cal State University. There's a sister by the name of Skyhook who does the Wake Up Show. And she heads a program over there. So we're going to help support that program.
That's
with that
awesome.
Money. And that's 100%. So people who are coming in, they're also contributing towards education. And there are like no strings attached, no red tape. The money goes immediately and directly to these organizations that we're going to be supporting.
That's so dope.
That's amazing.
Hey, yo, Crazy Legs, once again, this Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. We know you busy. Thank you for your time, man. I mean, we could be on this joint. We could be on this joint for like 2 hours because you got so much history, so many questions.
We'll do it in studio one day.
Yes, but before we wrap this up, do you have any shout outs, anything you want to say, anything you want to plug? We respect you, man. We respect the OGs.
I would just say shout out to all my black and brown people. Remember the greatness that hip hop has served as a bridge to bring it together, and never let anyone use that as a tool to divide us.
That's right. Unity in the community. You heard it first. Crazy Legs, we appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. Any last words, No Frills, before we go out?
Hey, Crazy Legs, salute to you. We're about to get into a cool classic. Cool classic. Shout out to the Bronx, the BX, Val the Voice, DJ No Frills, Crazy Legs. We are the culture coaches. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
DJ No Frills.
Time to get down.
Like Kiyosaki, of course it's me, a venom known as the Master G. A fucking new squad, sense the danger, when it's stung by the rapping ranger. Had a little talk with my medicine man, he said get them squads fast as you can. To all you girls that wanna join my tribe, just move to my rhythm and feel my vibe. Put up a fuss in the air, you'll agree, but when you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger, when you're stung by the rapping ranger. With Silver and I, take a ride. All you chicks better step aside. I steal the squads, then run away. Super is what I'll say.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, man. Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to Brooklyn, New York, London, UK. We will be out there, too.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice.
Yes. Yes, yes, we back. Hey, yo, listen, let me tell y'all something, man. It's cool to interview new artists, and I ain't going to name drop, but it's nothing like interviewing the classic artists. I don't use that word old school, the classic artists and classic people from the culture. When I was a kid, man, that movie B Street changed my life, man, and it was great, man. I mean, Crazy Legs. I mean, you had Lee, you had Ramon, you had, like,
Ramon lives. Tony Touch took a picture with Ramon the other day.
I seen him. Yeah, Ramon.
Is that amazing?
Yeah, Ramon didn't get electrocuted. But yo, once again, shout out to our fam. The legendary.
Crazy Legs. Yeah, man. Do remember, everybody listening, our audience listening, August 31st, Hitch Life Stadium, Paterson, New Jersey. Log on to the PRSFest.com or just shoot over to our people at the Hip Hop Co-Creators page on IG. They got the link in the bio. Get your tickets. Support. Listen, if we don't support, we ain't going to have any more of these type. We won't have these type of events. So you got to make sure that you're supporting. You got to make sure that you're coming out. Let's make it a big day of unity in the community, right? No frauding. No frauding out there.
No frauding. No, that's frauding.
And that's going to lead us into Who Frauded this week? You know, Who Frauded is a segment where we go and we tell people, or we try to correct people as the coaches and let you know who we think frauded this week.
Hold on. Let me tell them. Listen. Listen. Who Frauded section. You could put your mother on blast, right. Your brother on blast, your teacher, your preacher, the ignorant lady down North Philly that sell the shrimp platters. That's
right.
Why the shrimp platters, I think they so good because she's so ignorant. But that's a whole
other
story.
But so remember, once again, Who Frauded, you get to put anybody you want on blast. Next week, we're going to have some call-ins for the Who Frauded, but I'm going to leave it up to you, Famous Frills. Who frauded this week?
Who frauded
and why did they fraud?
Who frauded this week? I frauded.
Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun. Say it ain't so.
I got to keep it 1,000.
Say it ain't so. You didn't go get chicken wings.
No.
Okay. How'd you fraud?
I ate 4 cheesesteaks in 1 night.
What? Did you really?
Yeah, man. I've been working out like crazy, man. So, you know.
Listen, every once in a while.
No, I'm joking. No, I didn't fraud.
I was going to listen.
I'm going to tell you who frauded. People that you did things for in the past.
Yes,
right,
sir.
That you opened doors up for them, and when you helped them, you helped them when they couldn't help you from your heart.
That's right.
And they forget, and they front, and they join a peanut gallery of, boop, I want to say the P word, of people like that.
Yeah.
That just talk bad about you when all you did was help them to elevate their brand. But you know what? I'm a leader. I'm a Leo.
Yes, sir.
And F all y'all cancers. Psych, no.
Listen, you saying that because I'm a cancer. It's my birthday weekend.
Shout out to all the cancers. I know so many. Shout out to Starks. Sarai Starks, he a cancer.
Oh, that's
my brother.
What's up.
My brother is a cancer.
Shout out the voice.
His birthday is the 25th.
Your brother's a cancer?
Yeah, 25th.
June 30th, it's your boy Val the Voice. I'll be 25, man. I know I look younger than 25, but I'll
be
25.
And your bio, yeah. On your Wikipedia, it says you're worth $4 million you're 23 years old.
I'm competing with Jake Paul, fake Paul. He's a fraud. But listen, I'm going to get into who frauded.
Talk to him.
Listen, everyone, I'm going to make an announcement, right?
What's that?
People who fraud, if you're gonna apologize for something, we're in a culture today where people apologize without actually apologizing, right? We saw it with Diddy, with the Cassie thing. I saw something today. I'm not going to name anybody. But you know what? When you cannot be wrong and strong, right? When you're going to apologize, apologize. Stop trying to beat around the bush. Stop trying to not take accountability for your part in something, right? If you did something, if you offended somebody, even if you feel you're right, a lot of times I might feel I'm right about something.
Yes.
But for the sake of peace, it's not about how I feel. It's about how I made you feel. If I insulted you, I apologize. And I want to take this public time right now to say if I offended anybody and I didn't know, I apologize. From Val the Voice, the Culture Coach. But what's happening today is so many people are going online. They're doing these lives. They got these narcissistic tones. Listen, an apology or a non-apology without change behavior is manipulation.
Yes.
Stop manipulating people. Either you apologize and you take full responsibility for your part, or just don't say anything at all. No frills. Anybody else frauded?
Yes. Listen.
I got one more.
Everybody... Right now is a life coach. Some girl DM me talking about, do you need a life coach? I went on her page. She twerking. She not wearing no panties. I'm like,
what?
Life coach? I think she really trying to
she
sell
needs
something.
She's a wife coach. So one day she could be a wife.
No, she need an STD test. Oh, wow. That's what she need. Because she's loose as a goose.
So what are you saying? Anybody who all these fake life coaches are frauded?
Yes. Okay. It's a lot of them.
I got one more.
Yes, what's that?
You know I'm a big boxing fan. Devin Haney is frauding because...
You sure?
I'm going to tell you why
he's
frauding.
Hold on, you talking about Devin Haney.
The boxer, the champion, the
you
one
sure?
who Ryan Garcia beat.
You sure?
Yeah. So
Ryan Garcia might have cheated, though.
That's what... Listen, I'm going to address
Come on, man.
That, right? He might have cheated,
yes.
But listen, in history of boxing, there's been a lot of times that boxers have cheated, right?
Right.
But what you do is you say, you know what? We're going to do this on the open playing field. You come back and you get that W. You don't sue him. You don't cry about it. You don't take off time. You don't. Listen, what you do is you get back in the gym and you say, I'm going to expose him for being a fraud and a cheat. Manny Pacquiao has done it. Miguel Cotto has done it. A lot of people have come back from losses.
Yes, that's true.
Where people were accused of taking PEDs and they won. So Devin Haney, I'm sorry to say, you're frauding for not handling business. You're acting like a real butt right now.
Hey, Devin, they tell him, oh, pull yourself together. You acting like a...
So that is our frauding. You got one more?
No, I don't got one more, but I want everybody to follow me at DJ NOPHRILLZ on Instagram. Look, let us know what should we be playing?
Yes.
Who should we talk about? What artists should we bring up? Who y'all want on our show? Listen, we know everybody. So before we wrap this up, give them your gram or whatever, because we got to get out of here.
My gram is at ValTheVoice2.0. At ValTheVoice 2.0, and make sure to follow my people at the Hip Hop Co-Creators. It's a great page. They highlight everything that's going on in the Latino community in hip hop and in culture. Those are the pages you can follow for now at ValTheVoice. And don't forget the new page at The Culture Coaches. That's our page. That's our official Instagram page.
Yes.
If you want to get with us, you could DM us there. You want to get on the show, you want to send us some music, you want to book No Frills, at The Culture Coaches on IG.
Hey, Val, and the question is, not why, but why not? We are the what?
We are the Culture Coaches.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Culture.